Good morning, everyone. Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And with us today, we have Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare Services, no stranger to the airwaves. Welcome back on again, Dr. Nolte.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to talk about something. Had a chance to talk a little bit with my daughter, the dietitian, about that's National Nutrition Month, and we're going to expand on that a little bit today with you.
Yeah. So March is National Nutrition Month, and here at MHS, we're excited that in a couple weeks we'll be able to kind of expand our dietitian services and be able to offer that to our patients. So Amber's going to be, kind of more visible in the clinic and here in the clinic more often. The goal is for her to hopefully be here 4 days a week in the mornings and just be a great resource for all of our patients. There's a lot of chronic diseases that can be helped by nutrition. Nutrition is such a huge part of our lives, right? Food is such a huge part of our lives. And there's certain diseases like diabetes or chronic kidney disease or congestive heart failure where diet really plays a big factor and can really kind of help you manage or deal with those chronic diseases.
And a lot, as Amber will tell you, has to do with the emotional side of the whole thing, and just for your mental well-being, that connectedness to food that we have and the memories we have from social experiences and everything else. So it's interesting just to talk about nutrition and just what it's all about.
Right. Yeah. So food should be enjoyable, right? Like you should enjoy, sitting down with your family or friends and eating foods that you like to eat. And I know people think of, seeing a dietitian as, oh, they're just going to tell me all of the things I can't do. And that's really not the case at all. And I know Amber does a fantastic job of, encouraging people to say, like, look, these are all the things you can eat. Let's try to find a way that you enjoy it and make it palatable and working for you. It's hard to take people's food away, right, or tell them not to do things. People don't like that. But giving them options of here are the things you can do is a much easier way to kind of make those changes.
Right. And with your schedule, too, as a doctor and as busy as you are, I would imagine that you have to do a lot of thinking about meal planning and that kind of thing in your life, right?
Yes. So, John, I will be the first to admit, John is our meal planner and our cook at our house, and he does a wonderful job at that. It's hard, right, having little kids and busy schedules. It's hard to make healthy food all the time. And we're excited that Amber can help with that, right? Talking to families about picky eaters or, like I said, those chronic disease, obesity, helping with weight loss, helping with diabetes and blood sugar control. Like all of those things are great to have for nutrition services. And those are things as a, physician, I don't always have time to talk to my patients about. And so it's great to have another resource here.
And if she was that one-on-one visiting with people, she worked at the VA hospital in Minneapolis for a few years there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of had her internship there and loves dealing with the military and the veterans. She kind of talks their language, too, because she was in the National Guard herself for 20 years. She just kind of retired from that. So she's got a little leg up there with talking their own language. I know they enjoy chatting with Amber, and
yeah.
I think others will as well, because I know I enjoy talking to her. I learn something new every time we do our Taco Tuesday. So
yes, me too. And I think we're really excited that it's just going to be more accessible to our patients, because it is such an important part of people's overall health. It can really kind of change the trajectory of people's chronic diseases, and so we're really excited about that.
All right, and as you said, she isn't the kind of nutritionist or dietitian that just tells you have to lose weight, because she says that's just a small part of the whole thing. If you're, it's the watching your diet in moderation, and you can still enjoy what you eat, but just a little common sense sometimes goes a long way, like in everything else.
Right, and giving people alternatives, right? I really like you know, potatoes. Well, let's try sweet potatoes instead. Or you know, maybe that's a bad advice. I don't know. She'll be able to tell you that. But just giving people
alternatives.
I like
sweet potatoes myself. But
you know, orange is better than white, right? So
right.
Just giving people alternatives to those foods that they commonly turn to. And like I said, giving them ideas of ways that they can make it that they'll enjoy eating it.
Yeah, she's got a lot of good recipes, too, so she's not afraid to share them. So.
Right, yeah.
All right, so, yeah, we look forward to having Amber as part of the staff up there. And let's talk a little bit on just another subject, as long as we got you here.
Yeah.
How about the flu shots and COVID vaccines and all that kind of stuff? What's your advice there?
Yeah, so we are still kind of in the thick of all of those respiratory diseases. So if you haven't gotten your flu shot yet, it's not too late. Typically the season is through April, or up until April. So we still have those available. And then there's new recommendations from the Minnesota Department of Health for anyone over the age of 65 to get an updated COVID booster, even if you had the COVID vaccine or booster this fall. So if you are wanting to do that, just call and let us know. We have them available, and we can certainly update the your vaccination that way. Like I said, we've seen quite a few respiratory things around the area, you know, all through January and February. So I don't think it's a bad idea ever to get vaccinated.
Yeah, I know it's quite a few people seem to have gotten the actual flu this year for some reason. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, so we've seen a lot of influenza, more than I've probably seen since I've been here, you know, back in 2016. And I will say that, you know, those people who did not get the flu vaccine, they tended to be much sicker than those who did. And so there is definitely benefit for that vaccination. Same thing with COVID, right? You might still get the disease, but the goal is to keep you out of the hospital and keep you well, even if you get sick.
Do they need an appointment for a flu shot or COVID vaccine, or can they just come up, or how does that work?
I am sure the nurses would appreciate if you call, just so we can get you on the schedule. You know, flu shots we have pretty much readily available in, you know, the syringes. The COVID vaccines still, you know, have doses in the vials. So if you just show up, there may not be an open vial available, but if you call, we can certainly make sure that we get you one.
All right, sounds good. Well, Dr. Maria Nolte, we appreciate you taking time out to chat with us on Wellness Wednesday. We look forward to talking again in the near future.
Sounds great. Thanks, Maynard.
You have a great day.
Yeah, bye-bye. You too.